through three quarters. He looked like a wizard.
Buccaneers fans, the Ira Kaufman podcast is on, starring the sage of Tampa Bay sports. He has just finished his 10 takeaways column here at the stadium. You can check that out at joebucksfan.com. He's Mr. Bill Curry, Ford, the water damage whisperer, the king of Newport Richie, the overseer of Bucks choke jobs that were saved today. Unbelievable game. We got so much to talk about. Lee DeCamper's here. I'm Steve Isbitz of joebucksfan.com. Thanks to all of our listeners, our loyal listeners, our new listeners. I know you love all the people, Ira, and we keep seeing them in droves here on this podcast, which is great. And get to Bill Curry Ford. They have so many different offers right now. The September 0% offers, low financing offers, certified used vehicles, the Joe Bucks Fan Ira Kaufman discount on top of all of that. And they are family owned and we love them. We love them to death because they're great. We all drive Bill Curry Ford vehicles. You can too. Reach out to Sean Sullivan. He's got that Ira Kaufman discount. He is the general manager. And simply do not forget that they've got their mobile service and a beautiful service department, the biggest in Florida, and free loaner vehicles. Check everything out. BillCurryFord.com. Shop there first. Give them a chance. BillCurryFord.com. Family owned since 1960. And our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration, Ira, we'll talk about them later. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Make sure that they are in your disaster plan, storm damage, flood, fire, mold, whatever it might be. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Ira?
You better clear the floor for me here. I got a couple of minutes. All right. As you and Lee can attest, I was sitting for all game next to Nick Puglisi, former sports editor of the Tribune, and covered the Bucks for quite a while during their bad days. And
the same one and only guy who slapped your name on some fake news.
And confirmed it today. Well, anyway, when I got back upstairs after the locker room, he had a great line, Lee. And he covered a lot of bad Buck teams. And he looked at me and he said, in the old days, they would have lost this game. They don't know how to do a routine victory, Lee, so far. As Steve read out my column, Barton's walking off the field and looks at me and says, cardiac Bucks. I mean, that's the story of this team. It would have been a brutal setback. Brutal. As it was for the Jets today, because they gave all they had in the fourth quarter. Leading, they're 3-0, but there's some issues besides the injuries. They got to clean up special teams. And for the second time in 3 weeks, they didn't run the ball very well. Now, I'll chalk that up to the injuries along the offensive line.
The projected starting lineup of the offensive line today, none were there. In week three, none. They're either hurt or they're playing out of position. I don't care what NFL team. I don't ever remember that in week three. Maybe, you know, week 10, but week three, I never remember that.
I got to think Big Tristan's coming back next week, Lee. That's the way I'm looking
at it. Well, reports from some heavy hitters in the NFL media world suggest just that, and Godwin, too.
And my inside information said he's coming back.
Well, I think your inside information was Tristan Wirfs himself.
I've got it from more than that. Yeah. Barring a problem this week, he'll be playing against the Eagles.
How's Bruce Arians doing, by the way?
No, it wasn't Bruce Arians.
Lee, your thoughts on this game, Lee?
I heard a great one-liner. There was somebody doing a radio hit near me after the game when I was typing up stories. I don't know who he was. I don't know what radio he was working at. I thought this summed it up perfectly. The Bucks got caught playing with their food.
Wait a minute, I'm known to play with my food.
You get caught with your pants down often, huh? They did. They got lackadaisical. I think Bowles said he took, you know, the old cliche, took the foot off the gas. They certainly did. They played sloppy in the fourth quarter, and that damn near cost him. And you know what? If they would have lost this game, that may have cost him a playoff. Because look at the next four games they're playing, and they're hurt and they're banged up. I mean, I'm glad they won the game. Don't get me wrong, but they lose this game. I don't think it's a stretch to say they would be looking at 2-5.
Steve, they haven't shown that killer instinct that Bowles has been talking about, and he's been yakking about it all, you know, starting in training camp. Where's the killer instinct? Especially
Look,
today.
I'll go with the positive. The positive is they found a way to win with a ridiculous offensive line. I mean, all those penalties, Haggard at right guard, never started before.
Merle?
And you've got left guard, you've got Klein, first-timer. It showed in a big way. Charlie Hecht looked like an all-pro out there compared to those guys. And they found a way to do it. They didn't run well, but they They weren't getting a ton of negative yardage. You know, they still ran for over 100 yards, 122 to be exact, thanks to Mayfield. 11 games in a row. That's tops in the NFL, not counting the postseason. 11 games in a row, they've run for 100 or more yards. No team has done that more often. So I give those guys a lot of credit for hanging in there. Mayfield, he didn't get beat up today. He didn't get smacked.
No, he didn't.
He didn't get smacked around.
Taylor did.
Taylor sure did. And look, Mayfield had a high completion percentage. He had a bad drop by Evans, bad drop by Ibuka, a bad call by the referee. You know, that essentially Mayfield was 19-29, but easily could have been 23-29. I think the offense did its part. I really do. The defense, what the hell are they doing late in the game?
They're playing the clock, well, Lee.
But that's
they
Todd.
Think the clock's
that's
gonna,
Todd Bowles.
Beat them.
That's Todd Bowles.
They're giving up 12 yards at a clip. Yeah. The clock's going
to
save
us.
Yeah,
no big deal. That's where Todd Bowles needs to step out of his shell. I think a lot of fans realize this. Needs to step out of his regular sideline demeanor and pull the team together and be like the defense.
Chew some tail.
And just get however he's got to get him to snap out of it. Snap out of it, because that was atrocious to allow 14 points by the Jets offense. Two long drives in the fourth quarter against a team with Tyler Johnson as its number two target. They couldn't run the ball, and the quarterback was in a frenzy because he kept getting blitzed early in the game.
That should have been Haason Reddick time, too, Lee. Should have been Reddick time.
He didn't do anything.
Again, no, he didn't.
Two
first
games
sack,
in a row.
Didn't he get a sack?
No.
No. You know, the Jets got a popcorn offense, Lee. Popcorn. And Bowles dialed up a lot of good blitzes. He did.
Well, Rich Simini, who longtime Jets beat writer, he works for ESPN now, he had a factoid that, and this is for the horseshoes and hand grenades crowd that think pressures are more important than sacks. He said Taylor was pressured in the first half, I want to say 62% of his dropbacks.
Wow.
Most of his career. Most of his career.
Long career. And I don't want to get the Kemper going here, but
yeah.
I will. They don't have a giveaway through 3 weeks, and today they had two takeaways.
Yeah.
Positive.
Now,
positive.
Kudak won the game for him.
And Ira called a Bucks victory behind two takeaways, so good for you, Ira. And
my man Jamel Dean rises to the occasion, Stevie.
You know,
he's playing well.
It's a big win. It's just a weird win, because what was going on there? Do you have any answers for this? Why does that happen? The Bucks own time of possession. So you can't say the defense was wiped out, was gassed late. They weren't on the field a ton. They're very healthy. Kansas is out, but otherwise everybody is healthy. And what happened?
Lee, it's a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you can't hold it against the Jets? You can't hold a 17-point lead?
Well, I saw quite a bit in the second half. Second quarter, in fact. Chris Braswell out there? You might as well have a palm tree out there.
Now, Steve, in your words, they're 3-0. And here come the Eagles, and they're 3-0. So that's a ballyhooed game. I think the NFL's kicking themselves that they didn't flex it out next week.
I think they could still move it to 425.
Yeah,
they still have that freedom to do that.
I guess they could.
But let's go to this, Ira Lee.
They got a two-game lead.
Baker,
we can't laugh at that.
Baker Mayfield.
Clutch.
Another clutch finish. He's playing great. Six TDs, no interceptions. He's clearly, exerting his leadership. He's great command of the offense, and they're 3-0. A little note that no one's talked about: Mayfield is now 500 in the regular season for his career. This win takes him out of the losing category, and his performance. What do you guys got to say?
Lee, I know this sounds crazy because there's a lot of really talented quarterbacks in this league. I'm not sure there's one I would take over Mayfield with the game on the line at this point. I mean,
no.
He's doing it time and again. Time and again.
Regularly.
Long pass to Igbuka. Mm-hmm. Long pass to Shepard. Get him in field goal position. No turnovers. Playing winning football.
He's playing winning
look
football.
What he's doing with his legs, Lee. I've been talking about his scrambling for more than a year now, and he does it again.
It's not so much planned, but it's very timely.
Very
to get
timely.
A first corner or a first down.
33-yard
yeah.
run, Steve.
It was beautiful.
Dodging people.
Pushed me on over the over on the total yardage for the rushing yards for the Bucks. Beautiful thing. No, he's incredible. But the command, just to come in, all right, the whole team's shaken by
shaken.
This. Blocked.
What a great play by that guy. Great play.
I mean, great athlete.
And
great
FYI,
athlete.
Steve, to back up your premise, at that point, Mayfield's number one receiver was a rookie in his third game.
That's a great point, too. Evans out of the game.
And Ibuka made the big catch on that drive. He had made another big catch that they didn't count.
That's right.
I got a question about that for you guys. And Sterling Shepard made the big play to make the field goal easy. Shepard, I wrote it up, kind of stunning. Right now he's on track for 62 catches and 867 yards this season, and 9 of his 11 catches this year for first downs.
Every catch he makes seems to be a first down, Lee, and that counts.
Yeah.
That counts, especially on a day when the ground game was kind of bottled up. No question about it. Irving makes his presence felt in the passing game. You can't keep a good man down. I mean, he catches every ball they throw to him. Every ball they throw to him, he catches it. Remarkable percentage of with the targets. Steve, they won the game. They won the game, but there are issues. There are issues with this team. They're not a dominating team, but they find a way to win, Lee. And as far as Buck Nation's concerned, maybe that's enough right now.
It's not like college where it's style points. A win's a win.
Steve, Cleveland beat Green Bay today. You know, upsets happen.
The Eagles only won because they blocked a field goal on the last play.
Yeah. They were winning, though, at that time.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they don't block it, it's... That would have been the winning field goal. These things happen. Like you said, the Packers went from looking like everyone, the national type, screaming Super Bowl contenders. Yeah. They go to Cleveland.
Contenders, Super Bowl. And the trip locked up to San Francisco already.
Yeah, and they got thumped by the Browns.
Can you imagine if the Bucs win this game on Sunday, Lee? Would they be considered... perhaps the leading contender to win the NFC?
Given the fact that all their injuries, I would think they would have to be.
Taking the Eagles down a peg in the process.
We don't know Evan's status for Sunday.
No, we don't.
Getke won't be out there. Worse, we're hoping.
Godwin's maybe.
Yeah, with all those injuries, no Kansas. Heck yeah, they ought to be. If they do that and beat the Eagles, they should be the theoretical number one seed.
Sage, Jamel Dean, now you told us all get rid of this guy. What's going on?
Playing good football, I got to admit it. Can he keep it up? We'll see. He's healthy, in the words of DeKemper.
For now.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. Morrison, he hears some footsteps over there from the young Morrison.
Well, I didn't think he played all that great. He had one good play.
Dean's playing good football. Maybe I'm wrong. Keep it up, stay healthy, and I'll admit that I'm wrong.
Huge pick six, and Lee wrote about it. You wrote about it as well.
Very well timed.
Antoine Winfield gets a strip sack. That's the first turnover. In addition to that leading to a quick score, less than 2 minutes later, they got Dean with the pick six, and it's lights out.
What a halftime boost that was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
17
yeah.
seconds left, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Darn, it seems like whenever Winfield makes a big play, the Bucs win.
It does seem like that. And, Lee, I think we got to admit, these young defensive backs.
Oh, Parrish.
Parrish?
Yeah.
Parrish, he's everywhere. Tyke Smith played another good game.
Tyke Smith, my gosh.
These guys are young. They're developing.
So what happened on the last two drives?
They got soft.
They got caught playing with their food. Maybe some people will say they were playing with something else. Okay.
And you made a great point. Bowles, the defensive wizard through three quarters. He looked like a wizard. He had the Jets offensive line befuddled. Where they're coming from, they're all angles. Levane's coming. Yeah. He should have chewed his team out after that first Jets drive of the fourth quarter.
It's like, what are you doing? Well,
yeah, what the hell is going on here?
So, Ira, I think the story of the day in a lot of ways is Chase McLaughlin coming back.
We got to talk about the redemption of McLaughlin.
From the depths of despair.
Yeah.
He comes back and is really, in many ways, the star of the game.
And two long field goals, Lee, which is his forte.
Yeah.
And the winner went right down the middle, Steve. No doubter. And Bowles showing faith in him, not only not bringing in kickers to compete this week, but maybe, take a shot at the end zone. No, we're putting this on McLaughlin to win it. And that gives the guy a lot of confidence.
Now, I was not at Bowles' press conference. I was in the locker room and in the concourse chasing down Winfield. Was he asked about his decision to...
Yeah.
What was his response?
I think his main response was we didn't want to leave any time on the clock for the Jets to get the ball.
So, in other words, he did not lose faith in McLaughlin. He didn't have second thoughts about it?
No. And for a guy like McLaughlin, that means a lot to him psychologically.
Yeah.
I'm walking towards Levante David's locker after the game, and who comes out of the side door with a towel on? Jason Light, saying, "Hey, what are you going to say negative about this game, Ira?" And, read my column. You'll find a few things.
So wait a minute. He was just in a towel.
Why is he in the shower after a game? Well, what the hell's going on here, Lee?
Well, there was a picture of him on Instagram. I don't know if it was at a tailgate or I don't know if it was afterwards, but he had a white Bucks polo shirt and he was chugging a beer.
That's our man.
Yeah, that's Jason Light. That's Jason. Now, here's something I heard in the locker room.
Of course.
Well, there's some stuff that you overhear that you know for a fact you're not supposed to speak about. And if you do, God help you. That did happen today, by the way. I'll tell you guys later. Anyway. I'm waiting for Abuka. Abuka's talking to Evans. I'm waiting for Ibuka to get finished. You know, I'm being polite. And as soon as Ibuka's finished, hey, you got some time? And all of a sudden, over my left shoulder, I didn't see him approach, but I sure saw him after he went up to Evans. You know, Evans maybe 3 feet from me, 4 feet. He walks up to Evans, and he says, you going to be all right? It was Bowles.
It was Bowles.
And Evans,
I was following Bowles. He made a beeline to Evans' locker.
Okay, so I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But I do know he went straight to Evans, and Evans told him, yeah, I'm all right. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. But
they're still going to have to do the MRI. You know, they got to do it.
And, or, yeah, but that's just a window into the locker room for fans.
Steve, you're concerned that it was a hammy and Evans has a history?
Yeah, it just really depends. I mean, they have to look at it. Maybe it was cramp / hamstring. I don't know.
Well, I have written this so many times, I can't remember how many. But, you know, Evans always has an annual hamstring issue. And he was healthy in training camp. And I said, okay, when's it going to happen? And it's going to happen. We just don't know when. Well, it happened today.
Steve, you're going to cut the defense any kind of slack at 89 degrees that they wore down in the fourth quarter?
Well, this is my point. If they had gotten clobbered time of possession, I'd say, yeah. But no, I don't get one drive, sure. Not back-to-back. I mean, the Jets, how many are they going to score next week, the Jets?
Yeah. You know? And they were long, long drives, Lee. They weren't fluky drives.
No, they were long.
The McLaughlin thing, we're glad we got that fixed. We can't seem to block. There's issues
now
on that.
You got a blocked punt and a blocked field goal.
Yeah, and great athletic play by Will McDonald, but still it can't happen. It's just that.
And it almost cost them the game.
Huge win, though. So the Bucs are 3-0, and they've got a 2-game lead in the NFC South. Shutout and blew out.
Shutout.
Atlanta.
Yes.
30-0.
Atlanta coming off a nice effort against Minnesota.
Michael Penix threw a couple of picks. And the Atlanta defense looked like the Atlanta defense.
He might have had a pick six too, Steve.
So the Bucs have a true 2-game lead, and the Saints got rolled by 40, close to 40, in Seattle.
Yeah,
so,
by the way, did you see what Breeze said this morning? Again, it's like the second time in 2 or 3 weeks he said it. I guess he was on Fox pregame show, and he's like, I don't see anything special with the Bucs, aren't they? I don't see them being much better than the Saints. Like, shut up.
That was Breeze, right?
Drew Breeze.
Not Brady. Breeze.
Drew Breeze, the former quarterback of the Saints.
I love Drew Breeze as a player. I'm going to vote for him for the Hall of Fame, but I don't know what the hell he's thinking.
Make him wait a couple years. That's the second time he said that on national TV. He said the same thing to Kay Adams. Kay Adams basically like, the Bucs? How about, he goes, who's special in the division? And Kay Adams, the Bucs.
Didn't he say that the Bucs and the Saints, there's not much to pick between them?
Exactly.
It's close.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with Breeze.
Yeah, crazy homerism. Florida's Elite Restoration, Ira, if you have storm damage, water damage, mold, fire, any kind of damage at your property, you call them for a free inspection. And they send out the experts, they send out the top technology, and they lay it out for you to restore the property and even replace things if you need a full complete, you know, redo of something. And then you can move forward with them if you feel you trust them, and they'll handle your insurance company to make sure you get the money that's coming to you. There's a lot of competition out there, but Florida's Elite Restoration is the real deal, family owned. Check out their 5-star Google reviews across the board. You can see them and owner Josh Martin. He's got that Ira Kaufman discount. So when you call for the free inspection, just mention Ira or Joe Bucks fan, and if you need their service when you're all ready to go, then you'll get $500 back to use for whatever you need to use. Just trust them. It's a free inspection. Simple as that, Ira, right? Can you beat that? Free inspection?
And call them first. Call them first.
And call them 24/7. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Get to the website first so you know what to do. You can put them in your plan, and you can feel comfortable in your time of need.
Last thing about Breeze, once a slimy saint, always a slimy saint.
Nicely said, Lee.
Number two, fans, Bucks fans, you can rest easy knowing that if there really is a creamsicle jinx, it's over with. It's over with.
Yeah, that's strong, Lee. Yeah. That's strong. What kind of day you think Sauce Gardner had out there, Stevie?
Well, he was burned not only by Mike Evans, he was burned by Ibuka on that first big catch.
What a catch.
So, incredible catch.
Incredible.
Not only was it a one-hand grab, but he didn't bring his second hand in. He had so much confidence in the one hand. That's rare.
And even the even the catch that wasn't reviewed, which
was a hell of a catch.
That was a hell of a play.
All right, I got a question. This is what I don't understand. Why are we so sure it wasn't reviewed? It was under 2 minutes. That's an automatic.
I don't understand.
Review.
Is it automatic?
Supposed to be.
Well, yeah. I can't tell you who, but I can tell you it's a prominent Bucks player was talking to a suit in the locker room, and this prominent Bucks player was peeved that it was not reviewed.
I don't remember the official ever saying this play's under review.
I never
heard
it.
They don't do that under 2 minutes.
All right.
This specific player didn't know it was reviewed. The buck suit he was talking to didn't correct him. Well, yeah, so-and-so, it was reviewed. He didn't say that. He didn't correct the guy.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
I guess it's a moot point. Play would be talked about all night long had the Bucks lost this game. It would have been talked about.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a catch, smells like a catch. I don't know why it wouldn't be a catch. Quack.
Can they get the tight ends involved with the passing game?
No, I don't think so.
Lee, what's going on with the tight ends?
There's two things with the Bucks offense. They're not getting the tight ends involved, and they don't throw the ball to Rashad White. And that was always working for them, the latter, especially the last couple of years.
Irving had a lot of carries today, Lee. I mean, a lot of carries.
Yeah, I'm with Steve. Rashad White's a weapon in the passing game. I don't know why they're not using him. I get why they want to use Bucky Irving in a passing game. I think he's underutilized.
Well, they're both outstanding.
White has more of a body of work in a passing game than Bucky. I'm not saying Bucky's bad, but just White has a four-year body of work. They had the tight ends. I just don't think the Bucks tight ends are anything special. I hate to quote Drew Brees, but I think they're meh. They're average. Okay.
They probably are average, Steve. Average.
No catch. They're below average. Come on. As a unit, and I'm K. Dotton, I think, is, you know, an average.
K. Dotton is average.
Average, yeah. Starter, you know, solid starter, but he's average.
He's okay,
and the backups, there's nothing. No catches from the tight ends. I believe that was the case in week one.
Any targets?
No. And Bucky Irving, Rashad White caught all five targets that came their way, and that was it. So they're just not throwing to these guys, and I don't really get it. You would think that they would have been looking more for easy yardage in this game with the makeshift offensive line, some quick stuff to the tight ends, some quick outs to the running backs. It wasn't what happened.
I didn't notice any Mayfield pass today that was close to being intercepted. Not anyone.
I don't recall any.
But the ball was on the ground from Mayfield on a fumble, and the Bucks pounced on it, right? So that could have been a turnover.
Second week in a row, he's fumbled. And remember, he led the NFL in fumbles last year, but the Bucks keep falling on his fumbles. It's a beautiful thing.
Now, this was all over social media. Fans watching on TV apparently were under the impression that Mayfield's hand was messed up, his right hand. At one time, he was flexing it.
It didn't look messed up on that final drive.
Yeah, he was shaking it like almost like he had a...
Left hand or right hand?
No, throwing hand. It got slapped really hard. This was in Houston, he just fumbled that in thin air. This was a real strip. Whacked. He got whacked right on his wrist.
What'd you think of the 50th celebration, bringing out Bucks of lore, all the greats, a little Sapp, a little Brooks, a little Gruden, a little Arians?
The very first thing that jumps out at me, and in fact, I tried to get it confirmed because for me, it was so shocking, I didn't really believe it. Josh Freeman was out there.
I believe he was out there. He came a couple of years ago when Rondé was getting honored.
Did he really?
Yeah, I believe he was here. Yes.
Wow. Well, I mean, he left under a very dark cloud here, and his career fizzled pretty quickly, and he became a recluse.
He looks different. He's changed his look.
The last time I heard that he did anything in the public, he did some kind of PR marketing deal with the FBI. They were trying to do a recruiting pitch, and he had a couple NFL players in Kansas City, ex-NFL players, to do this marketing pitch. Like, hey, these guys went through some training with the FBI. You might be cool, too, and hang out with some NFL players if you want to join the FBI.
He remains a shadowy figure in Buck history.
That's a great way to put it.
A shadowy figure.
That's a great way to
put it. Kind of like you, Ira. Now, a lot of fans were a little surprised, a little concerned. Gene Deckerhoff was not on the broadcast today, and they announced that he was ill. Jeff Ryan, he filled in a little bit on the broadcast. TJ Reeves did the play-by-play.
TJ Reeves, okay.
But Jeff Ryan, who's the Bucks VP of broadcasting, said that it was a kind of like a week-to-week thing, that it's not that Gene Deckerhoff's absence was not a long-term thing, but we'll wish Gene the best, and we don't know. I don't have an answer.
I was wondering, because I went into a different room down at the end with 2 or 3 minutes left, and I had the radio broadcast on, and I heard TJ Reeves doing the play by play. I didn't think of anything wrong.
I talked to Gene, just, you know, BSing with him for 45 minutes this summer at training camp, and he told me all kinds of great stories. But I did not realize he had just turned 80.
Okay,
I had no idea he was 80. 75 maybe, but not 80. I didn't know he was that old.
Steve, they even brought the old ball coach out today. Spurrier was out there.
Yeah. Bruce Arians sitting in a luxury box with Shaq Barrett and Ali Marpet and Ryan Jensen.
Gruden was sitting with Rondé.
In between them. He was sitting between Rondé and Sapp.
Oh, yeah, Rhonda and Seth. That's right.
So, Ira, look, 3-0. This is the first time in 20 years since Cadillac Williams got the Bucks out to a fast start.
They were riding a Cadillac in 2005. That's right.
And they pulled this out, right? This was the focus, get to 3-0, however you got to do it. I got a stupid question for you, but it's a relevant question because Todd Bowles brought it up. Do you think the team today, when they were collapsing, that was because of tickets and distractions from relatives?
No, because then they would have started lousy. And, you know, no.
All right, well, Todd Bowles brought that up.
Today, they were distracted
because there was tickets available?
No, because the Bowles said last week, we got to be careful.
I'd say yes if they came out flat. But, even though the Jets got the first score.
I was hoping Bowles didn't say they were distracted because there weren't enough tickets sold. I would have fallen on the ground if I would have heard that.
Steve, the fact remains they had complete control of this game, and they almost lost this game. That bothers Buck fans. And the Bowles skeptics are emboldened.
Yes, they are. You all see the comments.
Josh Grizzard, are you impressed with how he handles these late game situations? He's clearly not panicking. He's clearly,
I'll give him a B so far.
Yeah.
You know, a B. They're not lighting up the scoreboard.
You're not going to give him an A?
Jamel Dean scored a touchdown. I'm not putting that on Grizzard.
So
I'm not sure how you could.
Ira, he gave 22 offensive points with no offensive line.
It's the Jets. It's the Jets. Gardner got hurt. He went out. I'd give him a B. It's a passing
grade. All right,
it's
a good grade.
It's a good grade. It's better than what you give me on my columns over there.
I'd give him a B, and most of that high grade is how he's handling an offense with just chaos on the front line. Chaos.
Steve, can you imagine the sense of relief in the Buck locker room that they pulled that game out after they could have lost it on a blocked field goal? There's a sense of relief. It's incredible.
There should be. I mean, every fan is feeling it. I was feeling it.
Lee, would you say everyone was stunned on the block?
Okay. Beyond stunned.
Beyond stunned.
Beyond stunned. Speechless.
So
stunned.
The Bucks are about to go up 9 and ice the game. And instead, they're behind.
It's tied.
They're behind. Yeah.
Here's one for fans, and I think the fans will like this. You know this, Ira. You see it all the time. I see it all the time. If you head down to the Bucks locker room quickly after a game, you don't see it from the concourse, but if you stand in front of the door, provided they let you stand in front of the door, there's a receiving line,
that's
the Glazer
right.
family.
That's right.
And they're shaking everybody's hand, all the siblings. They're all shaking everybody's hand. Well, today, yes, there was a receiving line of Glazers inside the door, as they always are. Outside the door, there was Luke Getke on his stool. He had 1 foot propped up on his stool.
Yep.
And there was Tristan Wirfs. And they were part of the receiving line, only they were outside, back slapping guys, shaking hands, and they were very happy about it. Both Getke and the stool, as well as Wirfs.
Nice observation. Stevie, if Wirfs comes in and Bredesen goes back to left guard and Barton goes back to center, and there's still some issues on the right side, what do you think the return of Wirfs could mean for this offense?
I think it's massive. You're putting 3 guys back at their regular positions. Today you had none. So,
and maybe Michael Jordan's ready by next week. You never know.
Maybe, but even if he's not, it's...
You got your left side back.
You got three out of five instead of zero.
Yeah.
Real quick about, I get this question a lot last few days. People are asking, why isn't Michael Jordan on the injury report? Why isn't Wirfs on the injury report? Why isn't Getke? Essentially, the injury report is only for active players. If you're on the injured reserve list, or if you're a practice squad dude, that does not fall under the category of the active 53-man roster. So that's why you don't see
those games on there. So you will not be listed.
If you're on the active 53 and you're dinged up, you'll show up.
I expect a big contingent of national writers for the Eagles game. I think it might be the best game of the weekend. We'll see.
So Mike Tanner is going to make the trip?
I don't know, but we'll see Darlington at the drop of a hat.
You think so?
Yeah. Judy Batista might show up.
What about Sal Powell?
Sal Powell could show. I expect Sal Powell.
It'll be interesting to see if they move the game to 4:25.
You like the late afternoon games. I like the 1 o'clock game.
I wish it was a late afternoon game today because I watched USC Michigan State. I go to bed at 3 o'clock.
Lee's dragging.
And I couldn't fall asleep till 5, so I'm dragging.
And one of the big stories, untold stories today, I hit the salad bar. No Bananas Foster. I mean, that's big, Steve. That's big.
Well done, Ira. Well done.
One of the Buck assistant coaches came out of the room at halftime and I had a half a cookie in my hand, and the guy knows I'm on a diet. He goes, "You're unbelievable, man. Where's your willpower?"
All right, so Ira, early in the game, Hassan Reddick was in your crosshairs. Is that still a situation?
I'm watching him like a hawk, Lee. Now Lee's watching him to see if he's going to rush or drop back at the coverage. I'm looking to see what kind of rush he's doing. He's not impressing me. I want to see the variety of moves that he's known for when he was getting 50 sacks over 4 years or whatever. And so it's early, Lee. It's early.
Well, it's
and I'm not going to make any big decisions about Hassan Reddick.
Well, what's interesting is this guy that was doing a radio spot I referenced earlier. I guess he's from New York. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who the guy was. He was talking about Reddick and the Jets. And he said, "This isn't the Reddick that Jets fans saw last year." And he was talking about how Reddick was so fast, moving around a lot. And he thinks Reddick's playing well.
Hey, Steve, another short yardage job by the defense today. 4th and 1 last week, goal line stand. That means something without Kancey in there. You know, Vea's doing a good job in the middle of that line.
Yeah, he's doing a hell of a job. And, you know, we'll give a little love to Zion McCollum, 9 tackles today.
What
nine
do we know about
tackles.
Logan Hall? Is Logan Hall okay?
A groin injury, we'll find out. Ira, it was good to see you, of course. Lee as well. BillCurryFord.com. Get shopping there immediately. And remember to check out our friends at Florida'sElite Restoration.com if you have any sort of disaster at your property. Final thought, Lee?
I got a final thought.
All right.
And I hate to look at Isbits when I say this, but can we do the fantasy draft over again? I'm in trouble, Lee. I'm in trouble. And Steve says he's got a hell of a team.
Well, I have some final thoughts, and maybe this is why the Jets are lousy. This is the Jets broadcast booth, Steve, or is this the coach's box?
I'm not sure.
The reason why I ask that is, you know, there's a TV on here. The sound is muted, but there's a TV on here, and it's that dumb Red Zone channel. Maybe that explains a lot of problems with the Jets. They got the Red Zone channel. They're watching the Red Zone channel while the game's going on.
Bucks are 3-0, Steve. 3-0.